ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 15. Title, King Prithu's Appearance and Coronation. Text 1. मैत्रेयोवाच अथ तस्य पुनर्विप्रये अपुत्रस्य महीपतेः बाहुभ्यां मथ्यमानाभ्यां मिथुनं समपद्यत अथ तस्य पुनर्विप्रे अपुत्रस्य महीपतेः बाहुभ्यां मथ्यमानाभ्यां मिथुनं समपद्यत अथ तस्य पुनर्विप्रे अपुत्रस्य महीपतेः बाहुभ्यां मथ्यमानाभ्यां मिथुनं समपद्यत।
मैत्रेय उवाच
अतस्य पुनर्विप्रये
अपुत्रस्य महीपते बाहुभ्यां मध्यमानाभ्यां मिथुनं समुपद्यत।
मैत्रेय उवाच अथ तस्य पुनर्विप्रे अपुत्रस्य महीपतेः बाहुभ्यां मथ्यमानाभ्यां मिथुनं समपद्यत Maitreya
उवाच
Maitreya continued to speak. पुनः अगेन विप्रय बाय द ब्राह्मणस् अपुत्रस्य विदाउट अ सन महीपतेः ऑफ द किंग बाहुभ्यां फ्रॉम द आर्म्स मत्यमानाभ्यां बीइंग चर्न्ड मिथुनम अ कपल समपद्यत टू बर्थ। ट्रांसलेशन द ग्रेट सेज मैत्रेय कंटिन्यूड माय डियर किंग माय डियर विदुरा दस द ब्राह्मणास एंड द ग्रेट सेजेस अगेन चर्न्ड द टू आर्म्स ऑफ किंग वेनास डेड बॉडी एज अ रिजल्ट अ मेल एंड फीमेल कपल केम आउट ऑफ हिज आर्म्स। टेक्स्ट 2 तद्दृष्ट्वा मिथुनम जातम ऋषयो ब्रह्मवादिनः उचुः परम संतुष्टा विदित्वा भगवत कलाम। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. The great sages were highly learned in Vedic knowledge. When they saw the male and female born of the arms of Vena's body, they were very pleased, for they could understand that the couple was an expansion of a plenary portion of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The method adopted by the great sages and scholars who were learned in Vedic knowledge was perfect. They removed all the reactions of King Vena's sinful activities by seeing that King Vena first gave birth to Bahuka, described in the previous chapter. After King Vena's body was thus purified, a male and female came out of it, and the great sages could understand that this was an expansion of Lord Vishnu. This expansion, of course, was not Vishnu Tattva, but a specifically empowered expansion of Lord Vishnu known as Avesha.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Ishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Hita Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishay Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Neerabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanoste Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakalpatarobhishya Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mokam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, finally we ended the chapter. We saw a lot about King Vena. All his glorious activities.
Yes.
So now, King Vena has been killed by the great sages, and something is coming up. The great sages are doing some scientific thing, they're doing some reactions.
Yes.
They're churning the body of King Vena. They did it before, and they got a personality called Bahuka, or Bahuka. So this personality was sin personified. Then we have, again, the sages did the same churning. But this time, it was not of the thighs, but it was bow. This is arms. And here we see that a couple has come, a male and a female. And here, Maitreya is telling that the couple was an expansion of a plenary portion of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Prabhupada is saying that this expansion, of course, was not Vishnu Tattva, but a specifically empowered expansion of Lord Vishnu, known as Avesha. Now, firstly, the question comes here that how can Lord or his empowered souls manifest, you know, from a sinful body like this? One thing is for sure, that Lord can manifest anywhere and everywhere, depending on his sweet will. He is not controlled by anyone. It is, yesterday I was hearing in one of the Prabhupada's class, for the first time I heard Prabhupada giving a full katha. It was about Sakshi Gopal. He starts saying, let's hear about witness Gopal. And then he explains what is witness and what is Gopal, and then he starts the nice pastime. So there Prabhupada was very nicely mentioning that how this witness Gopal came to the place. I mean the Sakshi Gopal came to the place. So there Prabhupada said in the katha he was telling, when that young Brahmana, for the ones who know this pastime, so the young Brahmana was promised by the old Brahmana that I'll give you my daughter in marriage. And then old Brahmana went back to his home and this young Brahmana followed, and then he reaches the place. Now there was some chaos at home, and the young Brahmana was there. He was not given the daughter in marriage. And the family members of the old man, they were saying that here Prabhupada said, the family members of the old man said that you had given LSD to this person. I was just thinking how nicely Prabhupada connects with the audience. You have given LSD to my father who is old, and then when he was in the trance state, at that time you took this promise. I cannot give my sister. The brother was speaking this. And then the young Brahmana said, okay, who was there at that time? Gopal was there. So he'll give the witness. Now the young Brahmana, he goes back to Vrindavan. Now he's telling Gopal, see, this is what is happening with me. So the Gopal started speaking. Okay, so what should I do? Then the young Brahmana says that you come with me and give sakshi. You come and give witness. Then Prabhupada was saying that the deity said that how I am a deity, I cannot move from here. Then the young Brahmana said, if you can talk, you can move also. Yes. So here Prabhupada was mentioning a very nice point. He said, it's not the problem with the Lord manifesting anywhere. It's the problem with the person. If we are qualified, Lord will reciprocate. If we are qualified, we can see the Lord. Many people say that, in fact, this was the question also posted many times, that Murti Seva that we do, it is just stone or wood or something metal. How is it that Lord manifests here? It is just sentiment of these people, sentiments of Hindus. So one thing we have to understand is the Lord can manifest anywhere and everywhere to accept the service of the devotee, depending on the mood of the devotee. There are so many examples like that where Lord has personally manifested, or there are so many deities which are not even carved, they are self-manifested deities. So many places. One of them is Pandharpur, then Tirupati Balaji, and so many others. Melkote, our favorite place. Yeah. So many deities are self-manifested deities.
Devrendurga
also. Yes. Yoga Narasimha and Bhoga Narasimha. So this question, when people ask that how can Lord manifest in the stone, Archa Vigraha? In fact, there's so much of science behind the Archa Vigraha. When the deity is carved, it is in accordance with the scriptures. It is not one's own imagination. Then there's something called as prana pratishtha that is done. So Lord personally manifests. So this was another lecture which was going on. So an article that I had read. So Prabhupada's disciple was giving class, and Prabhupada was sitting in the class. So I was just thinking, what will the situation of Prabhupada's disciple? So he was there in the class, and then Prabhupada disciple, he says that Lord exists in the deity. And Prabhupada sitting there, he says, oh really? Lord exists in the deity? Then the disciple realized, he said something wrong. He said, no, Prabhupada, deity and Lord are same. Ah, that is correct. So there is no difference between the two and one another. And the example given is, why can't Lord manifest in the beautiful Archa Vigraha? Well, if Lord can manifest from a pillar, then here at least Lord can manifest for sure. There's no doubt. For Prahlad, looking at our devotion of Prahlad, brought Lord out of the pillar. So if a person is really having a lot of devotion in the heart, why can't Lord reciprocate in such beautiful Tribhanga form, in his deity form? Yes. So this is one aspect. And there's so many other aspects also where Lord can manifest. In fact, pure devotees can see Lord existing at each and every place, each and every place. So it depends on the devotee's vision, and we can see that Lord will manifest. And here we see that the sages, the great sages, the devotees of the Lord, they are churning the body of Vena, and from that they are able to get the lordships. or they are able to get the empowered souls from such a body. Next aspect which is mentioned here is about the empowered expansion of Lord Vishnu, known as Avesha. So let's get into some technical aspects about Avesha. Chaitanya Chaitamrit Adi Leela, chapter 1, like 65-66, and we'll read a few more verses. Very wonderful verses, and some of my concepts got cleared yesterday when I was reading this. Ishvara avatara etina prakara amsha avatara ara guna avatara shaktavesha avatara tritya eimata amsha avatara purusha matsyadikayata. So here this verse says that there are three categories of incarnations of the Lord. First one is partial incarnation. Second, qualitative incarnation. And third is empowered incarnation. Now, what is this partial incarnation? Examples given here is, in this particular case, Purushas and Matsya. So, Purusha avatars, we understand, that is the different Vishnus. Starting from Mahavishnu, Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Chirodakshaya Vishnu. And then other expansions like Matsya, Kurma, Vara, etc. Those are partial incarnations. Now, the next question is, then what is qualitative incarnation and the empowered incarnation or Avesha? Brahma Vishnu Shiva Tina Guna Avatare Gani Shaktyavesha Sanchanakadi Prithu Vyasa Muni. So here there is a reference given about Prithu Maharaj. So what is the example, or what are the examples of qualitative incarnation or Guna Avatar? Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Here it says that they are Guna Avatars. And the empowered incarnations are like those of Sanakadi, that is the four Kumaras, Prithu and Vyasamuni. Now there are more, much more that is given here. So this is just about the Avesha that is given in this particular purport. But what about Lord himself? So now we saw that expansion of the Lord, but what about the Lord himself? Dui Rupe Hai Bhagavanera Prakasha Ekata Prakasha Haya Areta Vilasa. So here, Lord himself manifests in his original form in two types or two kinds, Prakasha and Vilasa. So what are these Prakasha and Vilasa, and what are the examples? Ekai Vigraha Yadi Haya Bahu Rupa Akareta Bheda Nahi Ekai Swarupa. So this is talking about Prakasha. Prakasha incarnation, or Prakasha Rupa, not incarnation, Prakasha Rupa. So this says that the same personality Krishna, he expands and then he is the original personality. So whatever expansions are there, even they are original. Now what is the example of this? Where did this happen? Yes. So that's what the verse says. Mahishi vivahe yaiche yaiche kaila rasa ahe ke kahiye krishnera mukhya prakasha. So two examples are given. One is when Lord was performing his intimate pastimes of Rasa Leela. So at that time Lord himself manifested with each and every gopi. So every gopi in fact was thinking that the Lord is there with me. He's personally dancing with me. And then the other example that is given here is Lord married 16,108 wives. And Narada Muni, when he's seen, so Lord enters the place and then Lord himself manifests into those many forms, 16,108 forms, and he enters every palace and he's personally present. It's not that he's expanded, he's personally present. So this is called as Prakasha Vigraha, where he's personally present or personally when he manifests. Now what is Vilasa Vigraha? Eka ei Vigraha Kintu Akare Haya Ana Aneka Prakasha Haya Vilasa Tara Nama. Now, when Lord manifests in different forms and there is slight difference, it might be color or it might be the form in which the Lord is manifesting himself. So at that time that is called as Vilasa Vigraha or Vilasa Rupa. Now what is the example of this particular Vilasa Vigraha or Vilasa Rupa? Yaiche Baladeva Paravyoma Narayana Yaiche Vasudeva Pradyumna Adi Sankarshana. So here in the purport of this particular verse, Prabhupada writes that first expansion of Krishna is Balram. But then he says both are same. Balram and Krishna are same. Then why is it that Balram is categorized in Vilasa Vigraha and not Prakasha Vigraha? Prabhupada says a difference of color. So since there is a difference of color, so is there in the Vigraha called as, or categorized in the Vigraha called as Vilasa Vigraha. Now the other example that is given is Narayana in Vaikuntha Dham. So here Prabhupada writes in the purport saying that Krishna has two hands and Narayana has four hands. So that is the difference. That is the difference in the form. So here Narayana is categorized and Chaturvya expansion are categorized in something called as Vilasa Vigraha. So we understand that Lord manifests in two different kinds. One is Prakasha Vigraha and another one is Vilasa Vigraha. Prakasha Vigraha basically means same form, same personality is there, though difference. But in Vilasa Vigraha, there is slight difference. Either it is color or two hands extra or something like that. So some difference is there. Whereas the important verse which we saw, which is in accordance or which is in relation to today's verse, is this. That there are three types of incarnation, or three categories of incarnation. Partial incarnation. So partial incarnations are basically Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, etc. And then qualitative incarnations or Guna Avatars. That is Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. And then empowered incarnations. Empowered incarnations or Avesha, Shaktyavesha, or Lord has empowered his Shakti in that particular personality, is called as Shaktyavesha. And we saw the examples as Kumara, Prithu and Vyasamuni. So here, very soon we'll understand that the two personalities who have come, the male and female, the male personality is actually Prithu Maharaj. We'll see in the future verses. I was just meditating on this aspect of how can a person be empowered. Now, most of the time we say that we need empowerment to preach. We need empowerment to do devotional service. How is this possible? How can a person get this empowerment? What is the way? So, first part of Damodar Lila we always speak. Second part of Damodar Lila remains. That is what happened after Lord was born. So, let's discuss that. So, in that we'll get to know that how can we get empowerment, you know, from the Lord? Now Lord is bound by Yashoda Maya and he's standing. Now see, the Lord is there in front. His hands are free. He can untie. But Lord is thinking that I broke the pot and I've been tied here. If I untie this knot, maybe I'll get nice hittings. You're so scared that he's not at all opening the knot. Now, what happened after that is given here in this very wonderful verse of Bhagavatam, 22nd verse. Krishnastu griha krityeshu vyagrayam matari prabhu adrakshid arjunau purvam guyakau dhanatmajau. So this verse says, what did Krishna do when he was tied? Firstly, Krishna was waiting for mother to go and do something. Matri vyagrayam griha krityeshu. When Matri, that is Yashoda, she got busy in household activities, at that time Krishna thought to do something. Krishna looked in the veranda or angan and he saw the two huge Arjuna trees. So now when he saw these two Arjuna trees, so at that time what was his thought process? Acharya is saying, first he saw that and then he started thinking, see, my devotee is busy in doing service. So even I should do some service. And then he was thinking what service to do, looking at the two trees. Before this, Krishna used to play around those two trees, always. And we all know how these trees manifested. They were actually the sons of Kuvera, that is Nala Kuvera and Manigriva. They committed an offense onto Narada Muni, and Narada Muni very mercifully gave a very wonderful curse. And they were there, they were born or appeared in the Angan or courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. To such an extent that they were able to see all the childhood pastimes. It's very special because these two demigods are able to see all the childhood pastimes and Devaki and Vasudeva are there somewhere and they are not able to see the childhood pastimes. So they got a very, very special privilege. So Krishna used to play around these two trees. He used to hide behind the trees in hide and seek. He used to run around and so on and so forth. Many games he used to play around these two trees. So Acharya has commented why he was playing around these two trees. So Krishna was thinking that I will have a friend named Arjuna in future. So I have to play with him in the future. So let me practice now. So I used to play around the two Arjuna trees. Now today, when he was bound, he's looking at the two trees and he's thinking that in future, I'll have a very dear friend of mine called Arjuna. Now since these two have the same name, that is Arjuna, so I should make some justice. It will not be good if I don't deliver these two. Another thought process that is given by the Acharyas is this, that Lord was thinking, Arjuna is known as Partha. Partha means?
Son of Pritha.
So Krishna was thinking, my friend in future, he'll be known as Partha. But I see that these two trees which are standing in front of me are Apartha. Upper Artha, are of no use, just standing. So I cannot just leave them like this. I should give them some Artha. Let me go and deliver them. So this is what Krishna thought and he started crawling. Now here, very wonderful aspect is mentioned. Look at the greatness of the Lord. How great the Lord is. He is bound, but he wants to go and deliver the other two. This is how great our Lord is. He started crawling and the grinding motor which is there behind, even it started rolling behind the Lord. Now there's something given about these two demigods who appeared in the Angan of Nanda Maharaj. So this is a very nice humorous statement that is mentioned. Now in Hindi, Angan means courtyard and Angana means female. So here it is said that these two, Nalakuvera and Manigriv, they were asakt, they were attached to Angana. Jo Angana mein asakt hue, unka janam hua Angan mein. So this is what one of our acharyas is writing. And we see that right decision was made by Narad Muni. Narad Muni saw that these two people are standing nude in front of me even when they saw me. So let me make them nude forever. We become trees without clothes. Just be there. This is how the position was given to Nalakuvera and Manigriv. Now the question is, how did Lord deliver these two? Now two trees are there and Lord started crawling and he entered between the two trees. So here one of the Acharya he comments saying that how can someone be delivered if Lord does not enter them or Lord does not enter their heart? So thinking this, Lord entered between the two trees. Yes. So anyone who nicely prays, anyone who does nice bhajan, anyone who intensely does devotional service, Lord enters their heart and Lord will deliver them. And here Lord is doing this activity to signify this particular mercy of His, that He enters to deliver people. But then one nice thing is mentioned about Ukhal. Now the wooden grinding motor is rolling behind Krishna. Krishna enters the two trees. Now the wooden grinding motor got stuck between the two trees. Now Ukhal was nicely following Krishna. He was nicely following Krishna. But Ukhal, so Khal basically means a duplicit person or a rogue. So here one of the Acharya he comments saying that Khal Vyakti, a person who is Khal or a rogue, he will do all these things for some time. He'll follow the Lord for some time. He'll practice devotional service for some time. But after some time he'll show his original identity. So here he got stuck. And he's saying that I'll not come behind you, I'll not move. And he got stuck between the two trees. So this is regarding Ukhal. But now the question is, who actually delivered the two demigods? So obviously it's Lord himself, because Lord is entering between the two trees and he is doing all the activities. But the Acharyas say that it was not the Lord who delivered. It was actually Ukhal or the wooden grinding motor that delivered the two trees. Now the question is, why? Why are the Acharyas saying that it's the wooden grinding motor that is delivering and not the Lord? And here we come to the point what I wanted to make about empowerment. So the two reasons. One is, in Hindi it is said, Ukhal Bhagwan ke guna mein aasakt the. Ukhal Bhagwan ke guna mein aasakt the. So the wooden grinding motor was aasakta. Sakta means attached. Aasakta means very attached. So the wooden grinding motor was very much attached to the Lord. How? By guna, qualities. But guna also means ropes. So the wooden grinding motor was attached to the Lord through the guna. So it is said that anyone who is attached to the Lord because of his qualities or attached to his qualities, such a person gets empowerment from the Lord. Such a person gets the empowerment by which he can deliver the entire world. What to talk about two jada vastu, that is two trees. And another reason that is mentioned is that the wooden grinding motor was able to deliver these two demigods because it was perfectly following in the footsteps of the Lord. So Lord was crawling and the wooden grinding motor is rolling, rolling and rolling behind the Lord without taking any deviation here and there. So it is said in this particular context that any person who follows in the footsteps of Guru and Gauranga, such a person will be empowered to deliver everyone. Right? Prabhupada also writes in this, I guess, introduction or preface of Bhagavad Gita, where he says the only credit that I have is not the book that I have given, but the only credit that I can take is I have presented it as it is, following in the footsteps of all the acharyas. And we see that particular thing. In fact, there are some places where if we compare Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan and Prabhupada's purport, we can actually find exact lines there, literally picked up from these purports of the previous acharyas. So anyone who follows in the teachings or applies the teachings or imbibes the teachings of acharyas in life, especially in our life, Srila Prabhupada, and if we do that, automatically the empowerment is there. If Lord is not empowering, at least Prabhupada will empower. Prabhupada will recommend our name. In this particular month of Kartik, this is what now we keep telling, that this month is called as Kartik. Kartik, it is derived from the name Kartika, and Kartika is Srimati Radharani. So it is said that if Radharani recommends our name to Krishna, then Krishna cannot reject. Even if the person does not deserve Krishna's mercy. There is one lecture titled, it's a Prabhupada lecture titled as, O Radharani, please recommend my name to Krishna. Obviously, the title is like that, but Prabhupada is speaking about body soul only in that also. Yes. So in this way, we see that when a pure devotee recommends our name to Krishna, automatically Krishna accepts. And when Krishna accepts, empowerment is obviously there. And when the person is empowered, he can deliver anyone and everyone, right? And here, that's what we see, that now Prithu Maharaj is appearing here from a body of a sinful personality, that is Bahuka. But again, the science is mentioned here by Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is giving a logic, saying all the sins is first removed. All the sins is first removed from the body of Vena in the form of Bahuka. And now, since the body is pure, now the two great personalities are coming up. Two great personalities are coming up. Right. So the future verses we'll see that why is Prithu Maharaj called Avesha Avatar or Shakti Avesha Avatar? What did he actually do? So throughout the future verses, starting from the fourth verse, so from day after tomorrow we'll see that what all things Prithu Maharaj did, what were his different activities, so on and so forth. Yes. So I stop here. If any questions or comments, yes, we can. Both the trees, they are the sons of Kuvera. So their names are Nala Kuvera and Manigriv. Okay. So the Arjuna which is talked here is a friend who is going to appear later. Yes. So not one of the trees is going to become that. Yes. Understood. Yes, Paul.
I have some clarifications. We also know that Krishna already had one friend called Arjuna in his cowherd companion. So why are the acharyas saying in future he will get Arjuna? He had Arjuna friends.
I don't know. Maybe in 3 years of age he might not have that friend. Was he the same Arjuna?
No.
This Arjuna was playing with him in Vrindavan. That Arjuna was Kurukshetra.
So here again and again acharyas are talking about Lord will deliver these two because he's going to deliver that person. So maybe this Arjuna is there. He's playing nicely. He does not need, he's not stuck in any problem. That Arjuna was stuck in problem on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. It's like these two trees were stuck. So maybe. Theek hai na?
You're saying so much. And the second thing, we saw that the Vishnu, the Purusha avatars, they are considered to be partial expansions. But the Vishnu is also a part of the Guna expansion.
Yes.
So he is both a partial expansion as well as a Guna expansion.
Yes. So what is mentioned here? Let me read the shloka again.
There are different Vishnus there.
This Vishnu is Guna, which Vishnu they are referring to?
That's a different Vishnu who is in charge of the maintenance.
He's not one of the Doshas.
This one, Guna avatars are these three. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu comes in the Guna avatar.
So Garbhodakshaya is one of the Purusha.
Yeah, that comes in Purusha also.
Oh.
So Brahma, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Shiva. So these three are Guna avatars. And when it comes to Purushas, we have Mahavishnu, Karnodakshaya Vishnu and Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Shirodakshaya Vishnu.
So when the demigods, when they interact with Shirodakshaya Vishnu.
Yes,
they can never go to that direction.
Yes, this is what.
Maintenance, they always approach Shirodakshaya Vishnu.
In one of the places that the chart is given, where Guna avatars are mentioned. So the entire chart from Krishna, then Balram, from Chaturvaya expansion, Narayana, Chaturvaya expansion, from Mahasankarshan, we have three Vishnus. So there they are mentioned Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and we have these two. And from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, we have the lotus flower coming up, then Brahma, and then from Brahma, Shiva. So, like that is.
That is okay. That is the way in which it. From Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, they are born. But the maintenance, the person who is in charge of maintenance, people go again and again and appeal and then who give solutions and all. Shiradakshaya
Vishnu. Shiradakshaya Vishnu is both a partial expansion as well as an after.
Now, it is just mentioned Purushas, so we can consider.
See, Purusha avatars, they are in charge of universal affairs and things like that. So then the multiple functions are performed. So one of the functions that the Lord is performing is like just, you know, instrumental in manifesting the whole this one. So he is the Purusha from which the whole thing has come. So then maintenance is another activity, so that is done. So then in case sometimes some Indra or some Brahma is not there, so Lord expands into that too.
So both we can say, right? Guna avatar and partial expansion. Thank you very much. Kratrachma Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.